Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and God bless you. Thank you so much, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, for being here with yours truly, Lisa Marie, here on Thursday. Wow, we're one day away from completing our work week, and I hope your day and your afternoon is going well. And I'm truly blessed and honored to be here with you on today to share with you the salutation and the benediction of the fall harvest. And I tell you what a blessing it has been for me to share this and minister this to you. The Lord has really blessed me and really stretched me with this offering. And I certainly hope that you've been blessed. And I tell you, as I bring to close the salutation, I'm really excited, glory be to God, about the new adornment of my clergy commission. Yes, and I tell you, God is so good. As I bring this to close, I'm already really experiencing this new adornment that he's putting upon me, and as I shared with you yesterday, it's an adornment of his first fruit of his love, you know, in the washing of the word, but it's also an anointing, an equipping, and as I, you know, get my bearings for this new season that we've entered in, I tell you, I'm so excited because this really feels really plush and luxe. Really, it is. All I can say is plush and luxe. And it's so warm and warm. And I know that's the anointing. And that's the only way I can describe it. And I'm thanking God for that. And I'm like, okay, Lord, that's a new anointing. That's the comforter that he's adorning me with for this new equinox. And as I share with you, that this new equinox that we're entering into is going to be a long one. It's still going to be new months that go on because we're entering the close of 2017. For is the times and the seasons in the earth realm. According to the equinox, it's going to be a long one. We're now entering into the winter months. We have November, then December, and that's until the spring equinox. So I hope that many of the offerings that I will be bringing to you in the coming months will help you and prepare you on your journey, hallelujah, with your pilgrimage and your patriotness that you're giving unto the Lord. And I tell you, I'm really excited to bring to close this benediction. And I'm really, really, really excited about the new montage that I'm working on for October. And I really wanted to close this series out, this offering out, by speaking to you regarding Ephraim. Because Ephraim, as you know, is part of the tribe of Israel. And you can learn so much about reading about the different tribes, the tribe of Israel, the different tribes that make up Israel. And each one of them had something unique about them. They really definitely had the blessings of the Lord God upon them. But also they were faced with many different challenges as being the chosen children and being children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, being children of Jacob and the seed. It's a lot you can learn prophetically, even about your prophetic identity, and that's why I really talk about your prophetic history, because we are of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are the heirs of salvation and heirs in the earth realm of the tribe of Israel, and each of us has a tribe. Each one of us has a tribe, and each one of us were born from one of those tribes, and our ancestors were born from that tribe, and that's why it's so important to understand and know your roots, amen, not just your natural roots, but your spiritual roots, and knowing that we are the chosen people, amen, and I have a few things I want to touch on as I close this offering, and what the Lord was really sharing with me as we move into this new season, which represents waters. And as I began to pray, he said that this season that we are in that represents waters is an elevation, an invitation into a deeper depth, into the glorious mysteries of who he is. Amen. He said those things are upon the face of the deep. Amen. They're right there in the universe for us to behold, but we have to have spiritual eyes to see it. Amen. And they are the glorious mysteries that's unveiled about our Lord as we commune with him, as he show himself to us, amen, as he reveals himself to us, as he did the disciples, amen. The Lord had the apostles with him. He chose the disciples, but they couldn't oftentimes see him, even though he was present, even though he was telling them about himself and he was declaring himself. They still couldn't see him. They still couldn't get it. And a lot of times things are blocking our sight or blinding us, or we have doubt and unbelief, as Thomas did. But the Lord is so good. He's so patient, you know. And when we truly love him, he won't hide himself. He won't hide himself. He doesn't play hide and seek with us. He knows how to reveal himself to us. He knows how to make us, draw us out. He knows how to woo us to him and make us want more of him. And we should want that naturally. And that goes again to that appetite. Amen. That I was sharing with you in the previous broadcast, a message that I shared with you. And before I get into this blessed salutation about the waters, I really just want to share with you something the Lord was dealing with me about regarding the thing that he's doing now, the new thing that he's doing now with the new dominion that we're beholding, that's manifested in our governments and civilization. And again, how we have the power to change things. We have the power to frame our worlds, create our worlds. And I would never give that power to someone else when I know that my life and the message that I declare, when it's received and it's received in unity and oneness, and we are most importantly speaking the same thing. Amen. Having the same mind, how that will change it. That will have impact into the world. And one of the things that he was showing me about is about the leaders, because I've been really talking to you and speaking to you about leaders and how we need to raise our young people to be spiritual leaders and how to govern their talents and their gifts by way of their spirituality and knowing who they are. And one of the things that I was really meditating with the Lord about and talking to the Lord about is it's dangerous to take a position of authority or even be given a position of authority if you're not governing that in righteousness. One of the things that he was dealing with about is the pride of Ephraim, which is one of the things that they were plagued with, you know. And the Lord had to speak to Ephraim a lot about their pride and their drunkenness, as it referred to as the reef of Ephraim, the pride of Ephraim was considered a reef, and that's a very dangerous thing to have when you're called to any type of leadership. And he gave me Hosea, the fifth chapter, so in reference and in your own time, you can go to Hosea, the fifth chapter, the fourth through the sixth verse, and just read about the pride of Ephraim, and definitely in Isaiah. Definitely in Isaiah you can read it. But one of the things the Lord was dealing with about that was really a blessing about what I was sharing with you regarding the BOC Chronicles was there was a turning in my spirit, a turning in my heart when I brought that to you. It was just not just an appeal or a cry. And he reminded me of how our new Messianic covenant, gives hope and light to a dying world. And as believers of the gospel and as lifesavers and children of light, we must remember that if we are truly preaching the message of salvation, that according to John, the third chapter, the 16th through the 17th verse, remembering that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. And that's something we must remember. Yes, there's a lot of things that's unfolding, a lot of things that's happening, that there may be some injustices, you know, with people and how they govern as leaders. But as believers, amen, I'm speaking to the believers and the leaders who are taking up the charge to preach the gospel, not to forget that God is a God of mercy. And when he gave me this, he tied it into remembering not just that these are the days of Noah, but Jonah, amen. Because remember, Jonah had to deal with many waters, amen. He was on the waters trying to escape and got thrown overboard because he was in disobedience to God. And it's just funny. Jonah's a funny story to me, and how they threw him overboard because they knew he was cursed. They knew he was going the wrong way. And it's not funny, even though I'm laughing, but it is funny. It is funny in a lot of ways because people do that. You know, God give you a charge to do something. You want to go the other way because you don't think that God, you know, you think God is the way you want him to be, and he's not. Amen. He's not. So, I just had to bring that reference to you about Jonah because, as a minister of the gospel, God can do whatever he will. Amen. And so, you know, I know God is a God of judgment, and I know he can and will bring judgment. But the good thing about God and the good thing about being, knowing God is knowing his nature and his character. And even though people in the world is already condemned, you know, our job, my purpose is not to condemn the world. It's to pray. Amen. And the Word of God says that if there's one righteous in the city, he'll save the whole city. Amen. And so I'm saying that because many people who on this doom and gloom thing about God judging the world he's going to do that. You know, it's going to come on those who it deserves to come on. But as a minister of the gospel and knowing that God is a God of mercy, hallelujah, if you really have the love of God to shed abroad in your heart through the Holy Ghost and you really love souls and understand souls and you can hate the sin but love the sinner and you know how to separate that thing, God can have mercy. Now, if you pray and you do all those things and you warn the wicked and they don't turn from the ways and the judgment comes, then that's on them. But God's first line of defense is not to just kill people and judge them. It is to give them time and space to repent. Amen. And only thing I can truly say to anyone who is a believer in Christ, that if you're in the trenches with anyone, praying for someone, and their life is not lining up, you know, you don't judge and say, "Well, I don't want to be friends with you because you're not saved." No, that's their stuff, amen. And the Word of God says, "A friend loveth at all times," and so I just wanted to just say that because He was giving me that, and He said the thing that many leaders come into judgment. Regarding him is their pride. And that's what Ephraim dealt with, a lot of pride, their drunkenness. And it's not just drunkenness of wine, but drunkenness of being narcissistic, caught up in what you're doing so much, or taking pride in what you're doing so much that, you know, you get your identity from that, your identity, and you begin to judge and mistreat other people. That's what I mean by pride. Whatever you're doing is only in works and deeds to glorify yourself, not to honor God, in reverence to God. Pride where you are not fair. You don't treat people fairly. And a lot of leaders are in danger of God's judgment for doing this if they don't repent, because, you know, we have to remember that we are the sheep of God's pasture. When people come to us, they're coming as souls. I didn't die for anybody. You didn't shed your blood on the cross of Calvary for anybody. So we don't have the right to judge somebody else's life just because we're a leader or we got God and anointing. No. And so I really just want you to take time at the close of this offering and just take a look at Ephraim, Ephraim, and see what kind of woes they had and how the Lord constantly had to rebuke them. And there's a few things I want to share with you regarding pride, because pride is something that only the Lord can draw out. Amen. That's why David said, was praying to the Lord, Lord, let not the foot of pride come against me. People who have pride, that thing is deep-rooted. And one perfect example of that is Pharaoh. He had pride in rebellion. And the Lord had to keep sending Moses back to him, saying, let my people go, and he wouldn't do it. And God had to break him down, break him down. Each time had to break him down, had to break down that pride, break down that rebellion. So God is the only one who can deal with pride that's in the heart of a leader. Amen. And that's why I'm even, you know, I'm careful not to even, if a person is guilty, a leader, another leader is guilty, my thing is to pray. Now, if I'm fellowshipping with that person and I'm praying and I don't see no change, well, goodbye. I'm severing, cutting the ties, you know, because I'm not going to, you know. So I just wanted to say that, you know. But the Word of God says that when pride cometh, then cometh shame. Amen. Pride also will cause your mouth to sin. And another thing pride will do, which definitely will cause you to get an air. And I tell you, anything that I've shared with you on this broadcast has been based on my testimony, based on things that I've experienced and I've prayed about for God to give me the interpretation of it. Amen. I've been very careful, even in my warfare, not to exercise myself in things that's beyond my understanding or things that I know that's not will give glory to God. And so I even take my warfare seriously. My warfare is sacred. And that's why God is so serious about how we war and how we fight in the spirit and how we fight against those things that are contrary, because he wants the glory. Amen. And I and God wants his vengeance, and God also wants to be glorified in anything that we go through in our suffering. And the thing about people who kind of that are on this prophetic, you know, event thing and saying what's going to happen to America and all this other stuff is a lot of times it is, and the Lord showed me this, is based on feelings. It's based on your feelings about a particular person or a particular leader. And that's a woe. The Lord said that's a woe, because he doesn't want us basing the word of the Lord, saying God's going to do this and God's going to do that based on how we feel about somebody. Come on, somebody. Whether they're black or white, whatever. Our job is to pray as believers and intercede and look at that thing in the spirit. And he gave me this because he said a lot of people are speaking doom and gloom, you know, and throwing the baby out with the bath water, and really are not mature enough to be able to deal with things in a very mature way, salvation is yet given, or mercy is yet extended. And I'm going to read a psalm that he gave me that speaks directly to this, and that's Psalms 131. In Psalms 31, David said, "Lord, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, and neither do I exercise myself in great matters or things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quiet myself as a child that is weaned of her mother, of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever." Hallelujah. I had to read that because the Lord is saying many people, because you really don't know how certain things go. Amen. That's why I tell people, if you're not called to warfare, you shouldn't try to attempt it. Amen. If you don't know how salvation go, you ain't never been anointed. You know you're not anointed. You know you're not even saved. You trying to come against somebody or fight against somebody who you have no knowledge of what they know, you exercise yourself in two matters too great for you. And and a lot of people, they really open themselves up to warfare and even judgment, even to have harm done to them, because they are doing things out of their haughtiness.
out of their pride, out of their own understanding. They're exercising themselves in great matters or in things too high for them. And that's why I always speak on staying in your lane. Amen. Even if it's something that I'm experiencing, I go and pray about it. I'm not just gonna assume I know what it is. Lord, show me. And that's why it's important to have knowledge. Amen. The Word of God says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Knowledge comes in a lot of different forms. And that's why it's so dangerous just to be narrow-minded and be having this for us no more mentality, and you're not really understanding who God is in the totality of who he is or how the universe works, or even know the depths of Satan. Amen. And you don't have to experience the depths of Satan to understand that he's real. Amen. And so he was sharing with me that our job as ministers, our purpose, the anointed upon my life, is simply to commend every man to his own consciousness. Amen. He says that Apostle Paul said, commend every man to his own consciousness. And how we do that, hallelujah, is not by condemning and judging, because if the Word of God said the world is condemned already. Amen. And so he says that commend every man to his own consciousness. And he said, in order to do that, you have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. When Jesus went about establishing the kingdom of heaven, he was wise as a serpent. He was harmless as a dove. Amen. Everything that happened to him, he still stayed the course. Amen. And I'm afraid that many people, because they are operating out of pride or trying to make a name for themselves, and they really are if the Lord did have said certain things to me about certain prophetic events, I have to make sure I get in prayer about that thing. And believe me when I tell you, there's a lot of things the Lord has revealed to me about, a lot of things that I will never share on air. I will never even speak on, because those things are for me and him to know. He revealed it to me. I'm praying it. I'm praying about it. I'm allowing him to work with me through it, because I'm his witness. Amen. And so many people who exercise themselves in things in great matters or in things too high for them, really open themselves up to the attacks of the enemy. Because even when the Lord does share certain things with us as ministers, and he shows us certain things, we got to be wise on how that unfolds. Amen. How he brings that to pass. And so he was saying to me that that when pride comes to shame, and that as believers, we have to remember that his grace is sufficient. Amen. Now, the thing that I wanted to go back to after sharing that, which is a word that I just shared with you, that anybody can use it. Amen. Whenever you're going through something, don't assume. You get in prayer. Amen. And that's the power of an intercessor. Even if something is going a certain way, we have the power to turn it around. We have the power to pray. Amen. That's the power of intercession and prayer. Amen. And he said, if it's one righteous, as he said before, if it's one righteous in the city, he'll save the whole city. Amen. So we can't just cast away our confidence that have great recompense of reward. We just can't cast away people just because they're not doing what we want them to do. Amen. And we really don't want to be saying the Lord said he did not say. And so that message that I share with you about the youth, you know, I'm learning that, you know, to allow the Lord to stretch me, and that really being a minister of the gospel, being an ambassador of the gospel, an ambassador of heaven, we got to know how to reach across the aisle. You got to know how to be diplomatic. That's not compromising. Amen. God is always reaching out. He says, so I'm looking to and fro in the earth to show myself strong, amen, on behalf of those that love me. And those are people, some people that love God don't even know God, but they love him because they know there is a God. Amen. And so my prayer is that as we move forward in our lives, even though things might seem bleak and seem dark, which they are, that we be that beacon and that light that we're supposed to be as ministers. And when he gave me this about the many waters, about Jonah, he gave me Isaiah. Because he was saying that that he's ready to take us to a deeper depth and a higher height in him. And he said, and those who do business, hallelujah, who do business in great waters. And I tell you, that's when I said, okay, Lord, this is an elevation. This is a promotion that you're extending to your people. You've extended to me to come deeper and to come higher. And he said that depthness will take you into great waters, and that's doing my business, amen. And so when God reveals to us deep things, secret things, such as things that pertain to heads of states and leaders and presidents and stuff, he got to be able to trust us with that, with those things. Amen. And we have to be mature enough to separate, you know, the evil from the good, and remember that that whatever is manifesting through whoever, that they're still souls. Amen. They're still souls. And offer solutions. Amen. And offer solutions. And that's why I love our democratic process, how anybody can vote, anybody can even get elected. Amen. So this was really also in that sharing of my journal, an opportunity not only to raise the consciousness and commend men to their consciousness, but understanding that the field is wide open. It's wide open. Amen. And the thing is, if you feel there's a need for change or anything, that we be that change, amen, and be that change, and it's good to follow and support, you know. But the thing is, at the end of the day, what are you living? What is your life speaking? What is it screaming? Who really are you? And you being attached to or being passionate about and supporting one thing and living another, it just doesn't work, because true change comes from authenticity, being real and being authentic in who you are, amen. And that should be good. And the problem has been that which is contrary, and that's what Jesus is talking about when he always rebuked the Pharisees and Sadducees, the hypocrisy, the saying one thing and doing another. The devil laughs at that. But the Lord had given me Isaiah 43, to go back to what I was saying about the depths and the glorious mysteries, that this is a time that we got to go deep, amen, deeper in the spirit, deeper in our understanding on every level. Amen. If you understand and know and believe, you know what the problem is, that we have to really come away from that old nature, that old way of thinking and doing things, and allow God to transform us so we can be a contender. Amen. So we can go down and do business in great waters. Amen. And really be the change that we're saying that we need. Amen. And I'm speaking that personally, you know, and that's why I love what I love about salvation and holiness and the gospel. It's a personal thing. Amen. The scripture said, for being in my house, we shall serve the Lord. It's a personal thing. Amen. And so I'm very careful not to group myself up with other people and be joining up with stuff because, Lord, save me. And Jesus said, save thyself. That doesn't mean we don't pray and support other people, but you're only responsible for your life, amen, for your life, and your life matters. Your life can change everything, you know, anyone, through just you being you. Now, Isaiah 43, first to the fourth verse, it says, but now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. He goes on to say that when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And go through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Amen. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Hallelujah. And I ended it there because that's what I wanted to be my focus as I bring to close this benediction, is that he gave his life for us. Amen. And I tell you, the Lord will give other people's lives for us. Amen. That's the purpose of his covenant with us. Amen. And that's the purpose of his judgment. Hallelujah. That's the purpose of his judgment as well. So we really have to be careful and know that when we are believing God for the greater and believing God for the promises of God to be fulfilled upon our life, that know that he's with us. Amen. He gave me Psalms 107. And David was saying that in his speaking, amen, that he will send his word, amen, and he healed them and he delivered them from their destruction. And that was the thing that he was saying to me about people speaking doom and gloom. Man, I'm going to pray until I can't pray no more. And I tell you, I've seen things change as a result of my prayer. And I've had to ask God to help me with, you know, things that may have gotten me angry, and the enemy tried to put me in offense and put me in an unforgiveness that would try to block my prayers for certain people and my children. But I'm like, no. That's what the devil wants. He doesn't want us to bring that soul up before God, even that person that has offended us. That's his plan, is to keep us in offense. And so we can't allow offense to block the prayers that needs to go up before the throne of God. Hallelujah. And so he said that what is needed is healing. Amen. That healing comes by what? His word. He sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them from their destruction. Amen. He said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He said, and let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with thanksgiving. And this is the thing that he gave me with Psalms 107. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do great business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. He said, as a result of you taking the invitation, receiving the invitation, as you go down to the sea in those ships, amen, those vessels that I'm providing for you by way of prayer, by way of ministry gates and people who are effectual doers, such as myself, that do business in great waters, amen. And so one of the things that I'm blessing and praising God for is the fact that this is an invitation for you, for me, for us to come deeper, because it's going to take us to some deep stuff and it's going to take us through the water. So the things that he's getting ready to give us to do, amen, in these great waters, he promises to be with us, amen. And he said, these see the works of the Lord, amen. Only by you receiving the invitation can you see the works of the Lord, amen, and his wonders in the deep, amen. And as David also said, that deep call it unto deep, amen. Deep call it unto deep at the sprout of the watering sprout, amen. He goes on to say, for he commanded and raised the stormy winds, which lifted up the waves thereof. Amen. So he's in control of the sea. Amen. And of the winds. Amen. And we have to make sure that we're speaking the word of the Lord in humility. We're speaking the word of the Lord in mercy. We're speaking the word of the Lord in grace. Amen. And making sure that we are not giving place to the enemy by speaking negativity and evil. Amen. Yes, the evil exists, but the blessed part about having the word of the Lord and being mature is understand what he's saying. Amen. And so a lot of times when the Lord gives me a word, I have to go and say, Lord, pray that word through. Okay, Lord, you showed me this. This seems to be damnable. This seems to be, this is hellish. This is ugly. Lord, give me understanding, you know, take me to the other side of this. What's going to be the other side of this? Quicken me. I don't want to have to even pray. I want to have to pray through all this stuff. Show me what this is. And what's the purpose of this? What meaning this? What does this mean? I mean, I talk to God just like that because I don't want to have to be wasting my time and fighting with stuff and wrestling with stuff. No, what why is this here? And especially if it's been sent, then I sent it back. So we have to really, really make sure that we're not exercising ourselves in things too strong for us. You know, we stay in your lane, amen. And whatever your life purpose is, whatever your vocation is, let God take you from there, amen. Again, promotion cometh not from the north, the south, the east, or the west, amen. And you can't climb up on somebody else. Amen. You can't ride somebody else's coattail and try to catch up with somebody else. And it's not a competition. It's not. Amen. Life is not a competition. Life is about experience. Amen. Experiencing. Amen. And David said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Amen. Oh, taste and see. He is good. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about what he's saying, what he's doing. And again, I'm working on a montage for this equinox and for November, and I'm excited. God is really showing me some things and sharing some things with me, and this new place of the new dominion and dealing with the governments and it being upon his shoulders from the heavenly throne room perspective, according to the administration of heaven, because the kingdom of heaven is not of this world. Hallelujah, Jesus, and that the warfare of our weapons are not carnal and not fleshly, but they're mighty through God in pulling down strongholds. Amen. So your enemy might be manifested in the flesh, however he or she look, but it's in the spirit. It really is. Hallelujah. So, again, you know, we can gawk and laugh at witchcraft because, again, it's petty. It is really petty. It's an irritant because, you know, people don't know how to respond. And so the Lord will cause the waters to rise over your head. Amen. And allow people to ride over your head because, you know, you won't be able to respond. And this is what God is doing. He's baffling the enemy. And so my charge to those of us who are warriors, hallelujah, the equipped bride and my knights in Christ, to stay encouraged, keep a praise, a hearty, glorious praise, hallelujah, in this robust season. Keep a praise in your heart, a song in your lips, amen, and be encouraged, amen, and continue to fight the good fight of faith, amen. Glory be to God, and may God keep you in the joy of his salvation, and I pray that the rest of your afternoon and your weekend will be blessed. And hopefully I'll be back with you on the Tab Heavenly Post broadcast for tomorrow, whatever the Lord says. Okay, until then, peace, blessings, and much love. May you enjoy the rest of your day. Peace. And I praise God for you tuning in, and be blessed.